Milton, a United Nations Security Council meeting on the violence between Israelis and Palestinians broke up on Tuesday without issuing a statement. But France says it proposed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in coordination with Israel's neighbors, Egypt and Jordan. Beijing's ambassador to the UN told reporters his team had heard the French ceasefire proposal and China was supportive. Sporadic bombardment of Gaza City continued after midnight into Wednesday morning. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the Biden administration expressed its support for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza militants. Speaking at a briefing in Reykjavik, Blinken said, "Our goal remains to bring the current cycle of violence to an end as quickly as possible and then bring the parties back to the work of building lasting stability." U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement on his second known call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, which were similar to previous administration statements of support in principle for a ceasefire. But the American leader stopped short, demanding an immediate stop to the days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rocket barrages, which have together killed more than 200 people, most of them Palestinian. Blinken is joining foreign ministers of the 8 members of the Arctic Council in Iceland for talks on climate change. Trade ministers from the United States, Canada, and Mexico on Tuesday said they held robust talks on the new North American trade deal and agreed to focus on fighting climate change and ensuring the voices of underrepresented groups are heard in a joint statement issued after the first meeting in the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. They also vowed to crack down on imports of goods used making made using